Okay, so on the topic that we were discussing yesterday about Shemen Zayis, using Shemen, in general Shemen, Shemen Zayis, the Hiddur of Shemen Zayis. So a question that comes up this year is, what about Shemen Zayis from fruits of Shvius? Or perhaps next year, because, I'll explain why, because Kedusha Shvius, Paris that have Kedusha Shvius have certain dinim. You know, I'll be mafsid the Paris, you know, I'll do schar with the Paris. But at what point in Shvius does the Kedusha chal on the pri? So there's a difference between vegetables and fruits. And zeisim and tevuah. In general, vegetables that grow from the ground, the chalois of the Kedusha Shvius is b'shas lakita, when they're picked. And they're harvested, and the chalais of the Kedusha Shvius by fruit on a tree is by chanota. There are some exceptions to it. Esrig may be exceptions. Machlekes tanoim if it's an exception. But in general, fruits of the tree is chanota. Chanota means either there's a flower that blossoms before the fruit starts to grow and that flower falls off, or it's a little drop later stage where you could already see the beginning of the growth of the fruit. That's when the Kedusha Shvius chal on fruit of the tree. Zeisim and Tevu, it's chal when it comes to a shlish of its growth. Now, if I have yerek, if I have vegetables that grew, that were planted in the sixth year but were picked in the seventh year, these vegetables will have Kedusha Shvius. There's another issa called svichin, which because of that you probably would not be able to eat the vegetables. Separate discussion. But the fruit of a tree, if the chanota took place in the sixth year, even though it was picked in the seventh year, it does not have kedusha shvius. The peiros of a tree will the kedusha shvius on fruit will happen later on in the year when Adar Nisan time, when the new season starts to blossom. Zeisim and Tvua goes basa shlish, if it grew a shlish, the first shlish in this year, so then it'll have Kedusha Shvius, which probably will be the next season of olives. Now, once Kedusha Shvius is chal on it, the year of Shvius, let's back up a step, the year of Shvius is from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. Even though, in the beginning of Masechet Rosh Hashanah, Arba Rosh Hashanim Haim, and the over there it says that for Elon, Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh Shvat, according to Beis Shammai, according to Beis Hillel, Tu B'Shvat, which that's where we paskin over there. But that's talking about Leinian Maiseris. Leinian the halacha that you're not supposed to take off Maiser from one year onto another year, the Paris of this year, onto the Paris of last year. So what defines a year? That's Tu B'Shvat by the fruit of a tree. But when it comes to Shemitah, what defines the year of Shemitah is Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, where, again, this is according to the Rambam, according to most Acharonim, how they learned the Rambam. There is the Shitas Arach, that for Shemitah we also go with Tu B'Shvat, but the general Psak is like the Rambam, and this way of understanding the Rambam, where there's an interesting chilik between Maestris and Shemitah. Shemitah is the Zman. This man, it's Vahisa Haaretz Shabbos LaHashem. The Pasuk says it a few times that the year of Shemitah is a Shabbos for the Karka. The Karka is having a sabbatical. It's a year off. It's having a year of Shabbos. There's at least one shtibul that I know of that they don't say Tachanun the entire Shemitah because it's Yantif. It's Yantif. It's by Arzivir if you want to walk there. So gotta convince Vishnitz into it. So it's a year of a yontif. So as opposed to Maestris, it's totally in the produce. This is produce of year one, produce of year two, right? There are dinim also. Maestris sheni, maestris ani. Not every year are we mafresh maestris sheni. Only in the first, second, fourth, and fifth is Maisa Sheni, and in the third and sixth is Maisa Ani. So that's Maisa goes basa. It's a produce of what year? And that's totally in the rain and the nourishment that it gets from the ground, which is the singing Rosh Hashanah. Okay, so getting back to Zeisim. We have Zeisim that have Kedusha Shvi'is? Can I use the oil that was pressed from these Zaysim to light my menorah? So the Pasuk tells us, La'achla. It should be for eating. La'achla. And the Gemara says, La'achla m'rachman of Leila Hefsid. The Paris of Shvi'is should be for consuming, to eat it, not to be mafsid. You can't deliberately spoil it or ruin it. And also included in this is, has to be used for what it's normally used for. You can't take a fruit and make jam or juice or something if it's not normally used for that. Nowadays we do everything with everything. Down to the kohlrabi, we make kohlrabi juice. So nowadays the halacha may not be so difficult, but one cannot use the fruit in a way that it's not normally used. Is there a mitzvah's assay over here to eat the fruit? That's also a discussion, and the Rambam does not count it as a mitzvah. The Ramban, in his Eisafis, in the Sefer Mitzvahs, Mitzvah Assay Gimel, does mention la'achla, and then this machlekes of the Nesekelim over there, if the Ramban means to count it as a mitzvah to eat the fruit of Shvi'is. But that's a separate discussion, whether there's a mitzvah to eat the fruit. But lehefsid is what we are more concerned about. So now the fruit of Shvi'is are given to us to eat and to be nehenna from it, to benefit from it. What's considered a hana that you're allowed to use the fruit of Shvi'is for? So the Gemara in Sukkah, the Mem Amar Alf tells us as follows. More of this having a discussion about what we will do next year when we need to buy our dal and minim. So the Esrik has Kedusha Shvi'is. The Esrik will have Kedusha Shvi'is. It grew and its chanot was in the year of Shemitah. So it's going to have Kedusha Shvi'is. You cannot do schar. You can't do business with it. So how do we work? How are we going to work out getting our Esrik? So the Gemara over there is talking about buying the lulav, and with the lulav comes along the esrig. Esrig has a matana. And then the Gemara has a discussion. Does lulav have Kedusha Shvi'is? Is there Kedusha Shvi'is on a lulav? The Gemara seems to say that the Mishnah is talking about a lulav that grew in the sixth year and was picked in the seventh year, which is mashma that a lulav that grew in the seventh year may have Kedusha Shvi'is. So that's the Gemara's discussion. And then the Gemara says something interesting. The Gemara says that the Pasuk says, Lachem. Lachem means for your usage, the chol tzarcheichem. You can use the payer shvi'is for whatever tzarech you need it for. But there's a tenai over here. The tenai is, hana'asai ubi'urei shava. Has to be a type of hana'a that when you're benefiting from it, you're actually using it up as you're benefiting from it. Dum yedachila, simtachil. Just like when I eat, as I'm eating, I'm being nehenna from eating the food, it's being destroyed, it's biur, it's being destroyed. So too, a hana, the hana that you're allowed to be nehenna from, has to be a type of hana that at the same time when you're being nehenna from it, there's also a biur. As opposed to where, Ligmar says, as opposed to firewood. Firewood, the hana comes after the biur, because the hana of baking or using the firewood is after it turns into coals. So first it got burnt up, and then I'm the henna from it. So the hana is after the beer. That's a chsarn and hefsid, Rav Kivega lines. It's a chsarn and hefsid. It's you're being mafsid, and then you're being henna from it. So the Gemara says that it's behind also your beer shava. This discussion also, what happens if the hana comes before the beer, and then it gets burnt up, or if the hana is without any beer at all. Again, that's not our sugya. But what's important to us is that the hana that one is allowed to have from the Peir Shvi'is has to be a type of hana, which is hana also biur shava, that the hana is at the time when it's being burnt up, when it's being finished off. Then the Gemara over there brings down another limud from Rabbi Yesi, la'achla v'lem l'melugma. The mitzvah is to eat the fruit and not to make medicine out of the fruit. Why not? Medicine is also, people take medicine, people eat medicine, people swallow medicine. So the Gemara says, because it's not hana hashav l'chol nefesh. It's only for chaylim, it's miyuchet for chaylim. melugma, it's called. Melugma is medicine which is only for chaylim. It has to be hanasi. Now, that's what Rabbi Yossi says. Now, the Rabbanan agreed to this also. So it comes out that it has to be a hanasi ubiure shava, and also a hana which is shava l'chol nefesh. It's a type of hana that everyone would appreciate, not just people that are sick. Okay, so then we take a look at the Mishnah in Parches, Mishnah Beis. Mishnah says, Shvi is nitna l'achila, l'shisiya, u'l'sicha. Was given for eating, drinking, sicha, and I'm not going to get into it now, but sicha also, you look at some of the Rishonim say sicha is because we know from the Gemara Yuma, sicha is k'shisiya. The Rambam in one place says sicha k'shisiya, in another place he doesn't say it. It creates a discussion by itself. Why we would need the svar of sicha k'shisiya, but we have over here achila, shisiya, sicha, lechol davash darke lechol, to eat, it has to be eaten when it's normally eaten and the way it's normally eaten, raw, cooked, or pressed, squeezed. V'lasuch davash darke lasuch, it should be something which is the derech to do sicha with it. Yain v'chaymet, lo yasuch yain v'chaymet, avasuch was hashemet. Chaym b'chum of ma'is hasheni. Similarly, we have the same dina by chum of ma'is hasheni. Kalmeim shvi is shenitna la lokas haner. Shvi is as a kula that you could use if I had lokas haner. I could use it to be madlik. What's the kula over here? What's the kula that shvi has that I could use it to light a candle? So the Mefarshim explained, that means even though the shemen is roifa achila, even though this shemen is, I could use it with my salad, I could put oil, I bake with oil. Oil is roifa achila. But even though it's roifa achila, it's mutta ladliko, it's mutta to be madlika. Why? Because since the hadlaka is a type of hana, which is hana osi ubi urei shava, what we mentioned before, that the Pasuk is telling us any hana where it fits into the cloud, the rule of hana asi biur shava, that's the type of hana that comes as its biur. From the Pasuk, lochem lochot sarchechem, it's marbe to us over here, this hana of halakas ner. So halakas ner is muta. Interesting, the Gemara over there says they used to make detergent out of wine or different fruits, right? They would. They wash their clothing with different fruits of shvius, or they would soak it in wine, soak it. So the Gemara says that's not hana asi biur shava, because you're not nehena from it until later on when you have fresh clothing. That's the time of the washing. Where Rashi Tosfos says different shot in there, but al kapanim halakha is muta. Halakha is muta. So getting now to the shayla by us is when I'm madlik the ner. And I'm madlik the ner, and the same shayla comes up. Can I use shemen zayis of shvius for ner shabbos? Can I use it for a yahrzeit candle? Can I use it for avdalah? What can I use it for? The Mishnah is talking about where I'm being madlik the ner because I want light. I need light in the house. They didn't have electricity. I want light. I want to be able to read. I want to be able to see where I'm walking. So that's mutta. But what about when I'm using it for a mitzvah? So if we take a look in the sugya in Masechta Shabbos, which is the earlier sugya, on the Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph and Chaf Beis Amid Aleph, over there there's a whole long sugya of you're allowed to be Nehena from the Neiris of Chanukah. Can I be Nehena from the Neiris of Chanukah? So those that hold, that's us to use the light of the Neir Chanukah, whether it's because of a Svara that then it's not nicker that this is for Hanukkah, or whether it's because of a svar that the Gemara has that it's a bizui to the mitzvah, it's a bizayin to the mitzvah that you're using the nair of the Hanukkah. And that's why the Gemara brings down a Chaf Alfam Beis, the member of Rava, that we light a shamish, so that the shamish is a simin, it's a heker, that I'm not using the candles of the nair of Hanukkah, I'm using the shamish. But according to some shittas, there's the issa to use the ner Chanukah for your own hana. So according to this shita, l'chayra, I'm being mafsid the shemen. I'm not being nehena. I'm finishing, I'm burning up the shemen, shalai kedera hana. Shalek Darchana, that's what we're seeing Pashtas. That's Shalek Darchana. Unless we're going to say, like you started to see in the different tshuvas over here, Rav Shlomo Zalman and others talk about, maybe Litzarech Mitzvah. Maybe Litzarech Mitzvah is called Ahana. Litzarech Mitzvah is called Ahana. Ay, Mitzvah's Love Lehen is Ninu. So Rav Shlomo Zalman wants to be Mechalik. When do we say Mitzvah's Love Lehen is Ninu? The Maisa, I'm having Ahana. So that's one discussion. But according to the man, that's mutter to be mishtamish la'ira, then l'chayra, it should be mutter to be malig ner Chanukah with Shem and Shvius, because I could be nana. I'm having ana, and it's ana also biurei shava. It's not any different than lighting the candle, lighting the fire for to read my book. It shouldn't be any different. Especially that we do find that even according to the sheet that holds that it's also to mimshtamish la'ira, to use the R, but there are some etarim. There are some etarim. The Shari Tshuva and Tav Reish Ayin Gimel, Ois Gimel, brings from the Prichadesh, the Shari Tzim brings down Ois Yud Aleph over there, that there are times, there are cases where one would be able to use the Neiris in a way of just being nehena from it. As long as you're not being mishtamish with it, like you're just passing by in the passing of it. So then perhaps there is a case where you could be nehena, so maybe then we should say that you could use it because you could get hana. So this is a big machlekes over here. There are those that are matter to use Shem and Zayis or Shvius for Ner Chanukah. One of them is the Tshuvas Levushe Mordechai. Rav Chaim Tlisa Simenun Gimel. I don't remember, did I put it on the Maram HaKamis? No, I didn't. So in this tshuva, he wants to say that since a tashmish aray of passing, temporary tashmish would be mutter, right? If I'm just passing by and I'm looking at something, I could use it, or I'm sitting further away from it. So it's not begeda hefsid anymore. Similarly, he also says after the half an hour, it's mutter to be nehena from it. So then it's not called hefsid, which is a little tzarchin, because good, after half an hour I could use it, but if it is considered a hefsid, what about during that half an hour? It's been burning up during the half an hour and I cannot use it. So Kobi, that's what you're saying. First of all, there is a type of hana that you could have during the half an hour in an aray dikit hana, and then after the half an hour you'll be able to have more hana, so that's enough. Some want to be miyashiv this by saying that that's what we light the shamish, right? That's what the extra candle over there, like the sheet of the taz, that so now you could be nehena from the Neiris. So maybe that helps. Then you have other tshuvas to share. But a Levi has a tshuva about this. I put down the tshuva of Shlomo Zalman, because Shlomo Zalman really goes, in general, he goes through a lot of the inyanim, always, but Friday and Shvius very thoroughly. And he brings down the shittas first. He starts with the shittas that held that it's usser, and then he goes on to why he held that it's mutter, and he's very much with Sadeh over here that it should be mutter. And similarly, there are others also which were knighted to be matter. It's a machlekes. Again, you can go through the tshuva. I think he covers all the different inyanim that there are being discussed by different achrayim. What happens when we have a machlekes rishayim or machlekes apaisikim in shvius? So, in general, we say when you have a machlekes apaisikim, equal machlekes apaisikim. So, if it's a deraisa, we go to chumra. If it's the rabbana, we go to kula. Right, based on a shach in your day at the end of siman reish mem beis. This happens to be an interesting maram makam. If anyone has some extra time, it's not long, but you have to concentrate. At the end of, in your day, after Siman Reish Mem Beis, there's a page and a half over there of where the Shach is quoting a Ramah in Chayshim Mishpah, which is giving you the klalim to when we say Yachad V'Rabim Alach Grabim, when do we say it's a Suffolk Plukta, Suffolk Machlekes Apaiskim, and when do we say, therefore we go L'chumra by Darais, L'kula by Darabanan. He gets very technical over there, but that's a Maramakim. So basically, If it's a chumrah of deraisa, we should go to chumrah. If it's a chumrah of derabanan, we should go to kula. Comes along the Chazon Ish, and the Chazon Ish says, even though nowadays shvius is derabanan, most rishayim hold that nowadays, and that's what we go with based on Shulchan Aruch Yerideh Shin Lamed Aleph. We go that shvius was manenu is derabanan. But says the Chazanish, but we're not going to apply the rule of Safik Darabana Kula. Because since the Safik here is Ba'atzim Adarai Siddiqa Safik, this Safik that I have of whether I can use the Shemen Zayas for Halakas Nar Chanukah, is it called Lehefsid or not, is really Adarai Siddiqa Safik. Just happens to be nowadays, it only plays out in Darabana because nowadays Shvius is Darabana. But Shvius is really Adarai Siddiqa Din. So therefore, we treat it like a Safik Daraisa L'chumra. And it's this klal by itself is also a long discussion in Shach and Kufyud in Yerideya. When do we apply this rule or not? But there are chalkim on this, the Pasuk Shulchan and others that were clearly chalik on this rule of the of this idea of the Chaznish saying it by Shvius. And as the klal is said in certain places, but they do not apply to Yer Shvius, and therefore they'll say Safik Drabanan Lekula, and once it's a big machlekes, whether you could or not, you'll be able to use it. I want to ask you a question. Let's say we would assume that you're not allowed to use it, either like the Chazanish, that will be Machriya Misafik, not to use it, or like the Shitas that hold, that there are some Zaman quoted in the beginning, the Ridvas, and others that held that it's Asa to use it. If it was Asa to use it, and I went in and I used it, Was a yaitz or not? So this leads us to the question of mitzvah ba avera. When I did a mitzvah with avera, I did a hadlaka, which was asa. There was an is in my hadlaka, because I'm being mafsid the payers of shviyas. So the mitzvah is being done through, and the mitzvah is coming together with the this, right? The hadlaka is deliberately ruining, spoiling the fruit, destroying the fruit. So at the time of that hadlaka, I'm being mekayem my mitzvah. So this is a classic. This should be a classic example of mitzvah baba avera. A similar discussion is discussed by the Maharsham in Chelidal Simkov Chavbeis. He's talking about over there where I have shemen that was also because of basa b'chala. It seems from the Tshuvas Svarim, Mishbrua, and other nice candles, seems that it was common that they would make these candles, which were made up of chema, butter, with shumen, which was fat from an animal. So it was, when I'm lighting the candle, I'm doing bishul basa b'chala, which is also a sugya by itself, if that's called bishul basa b'chala, because it's going to leave, but assuming it is. So over there, so again, so the Masham and others talk about, if I was over and I did use it on the tzad, that's asa, was a yetz or not. So Ner Chanukah is drabana. Ner is Chanukah drabana. This machlekes amarayim imsech the sukkah daf chavtes amibes through daf lamed amar aleph. If guzzle by dalaminim is puzzled by the other days of sukkahs, and the machlekes of this seems to be if the psul mitzvah baba aver is also by mitzvah drabana, and la halacha it's a machlekes mechaber raman tafresh mem tes sif hey whether we're going to apply. Whether we can say mitzvah baba that you cannot be yaitzu with mitzvah baba avera by yisid rabbanan shagis ayin mitzadi dalid is mitzadi to miachria like the shulchan aruch that is kasha before like that and other achrenim that there will be kasha. But over here I want to ask another question. Over here I have a psul of a mitzvah baba avera by the avera itself is the drabanan de avera. Avera itself is, well, what happens when, now, before we get to over here, what happens if the avera itself is the drabanan de avera? What happens if, right, mitzvah, so we just said, mitzvah baba avera, I'm doing a mitzvah drabanan, where the mitzvah is drabanan and the avera is deraisa. So that we say is machlekes mechabarama in Tafresh Mem Tes, even though there are many that are misadid, like the Mechaber, that will be kasha, but the Ramah seems to go with the Shita, that will be pasul also. But what about when the Avera, mitzvah, above Avera, the Avera is at the Rabban and the Kavera? So this comes up in Psachim, the Flamen Heom Beis, by Matzah Shal Demai, or Tevel, which is only Tevel Drabanan. Over there it's important that even if the Avera is only Avera Drabanan, we're still going to apply mitzvah baba avera. However, there are others that want to to be matzchedis and to be chaylik on this diuk. And they want to say that by Avera Drabanan will be like a mitzvah Drabanan, where it will be telling this machlekes if we say mitzvah baba Avera or not. So therefore by us, it could be by us also, that we could say that using this Shemen Zayas or Shvias it's a mitzvah drabbana. We have both minds. It's a mitzvah drabbana, and it could be that it's only a aver drabbana, because it could be in the world of the Torah, it's mutzah to be madlik the shemen, zayis. It's mutzah to be madlik the shemen zayis, and that which lehefsid is only when you're being mafsid it in a way that you're not being henna from it. Over here, it is possible to be nehenna from it. This is Isra'banan to be nehenna from it. So it's Aver Midra'banan. Right? Chazal wanted you to make a nicker that's for Ner Hanukkah. So you have a mitzvah drabanan with Aver drabanan. Tarti litivusa, could be a sveik sveika, we'll go lakula, and you yaitza. So therefore, again, to sum it up, the chatchila, to sum it up as follows, the needin of whether I could use Shem Zayish Shel Shvius for that luck or not is really a question. This is called Lehefsid, Le'achla V'le Lehefsid. It seems to be a big machlekes of Paiskim, if yet or not. And even if we're going to say Safik HaPaiskim Lekula, but there are those that are Machmir, so probably it would be better not to use it. Neir Shabbos with Matir, because over there Neir Shabbos are being lit for Hana. The question comes up nowadays that we have electricity. So why is he lighting? He's lighting purely just to be in the midst of lighting. Not because he's being henna from. So it may not be so pashta that it's mutzvah as maninu for Neir Shabbos either. But it's Tosefesar, but it's, if it is Tosefesar, okay. And then we spoke out that if on the tzad that you should not use it, if someone did use it, so then maybe it's the mitzvah baba avera. But because we're talking about mitzvah rabbanan, avera rabbanan, so therefore it'll be room to be make on say that the person was yaitza and he doesn't have to light again.